Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Hello.
My name is Ryan. This is Dr. Author Tony Lodge.
Welcome.
And we are calling Michael, who is in California.
So Michael's a hot girl?
I believe so.
Good
I believe
know.
That is. Good Dem is the rules. Know.
Dem is the rules.
Hello.
Michael! How you doing? It's Tony and Ryan.
Hey. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Good. Michael, are the rumors true? Are you a hot girl?
I might have to plead the fifth.
Yes.
Oh.
He's modest.
Does that mean yes?
It means fucking oath that he's modest.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, on my fucking oath.
Michael, will you approve today's episode?
I absolutely will approve Yay! Today's episode.
A hot girl approving the episode. My dreams are coming true.
Make it a good one.
Hey, it's Mike from California, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today.
Yes.
Guys, I've traveled back to 1994.
Oh, what was it like? Oh, I was one.
I read a news.
Did you meet my mum?
I didn't see her there.
Oh. She's dead in the past as well. Good.
Well, I was more getting to the point that I've read a newspaper. And guys, I don't know if you know what's going on in newspaper world, but they've fucking lost the plot. I'm going to read you a few headlines from this newspaper, and I think we'll all agree that it's over.
So you bought
newspaper? No.
Or were you in a doctor's surgery and they had some sitting out?
No, I was in a cafe.
Oh.
And there, you know how sometimes we've got a few papers sitting around?
Yes.
So I was having to flick through, and I'm going to read you a headline later.
Yeah.
And you, Tony, and you listening, you're all going to spit. So I'm going to have to ask you to not take a sip of your coffee when
so
I get there.
So why would they put it in a cafe? You're sitting there enjoying
the
your coffee and you've got to buy another one.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's how they get you. That's how they get you.
It's big cafe.
A newspaper. They're working together. It's an oligopoly.
Nah, I've already ate. Thanks.
But first,
that was really funny and it deserved more and that's okay.
I agree.
Thanks.
I'm still just trying to finish my oligopoly word, which was used not only in the wrong place,
but
pronounced terribly.
It's opportunity cost. Normal enough.
Sorry, I'm studying economics and Tony just loves throwing economics.
I'm just you know when you're trying to get on someone's level?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what do I know about the economy? Oh, supply and demand.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's it.
Yeah. What else is
there?
Got
an exam next week and that's it. I'm just going to walk in and write supply and demand and just hand the piece of paper back.
I would. I think you'll pass.
Do you reckon that'll get a mark? Out of 100, I'll give you 2 marks for that.
My mum always used to say, make sure you write your name on the top and that's 1 mark done. I'm like, Mum, I don't think that they mark you for knowing your name.
I don't think they do.
Oh. Not at this level of tertiary education.
One time I got 0% in a math test in high school. And when I wrote Ryan Dunn, D-U-N-N, the two N's actually touched a little bit. So not only did I get zero, I actually wrote Ryan Dumb by mistake just to rub it in.
You hate to call yourself out, don't you?
Yeah, because you know how they give you your paperback so you can see. And so there was just red, 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 red. And then he circled my name and I was
He's like what have you done there?
Yeah, he's really just rubbed it in.
You go, no, this is someone else's. My name's Ryan Dunn.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that dumb.
Oh, you're talking about that other guy. Yeah.
Normal or nah. Thanks for submitting these, by the way. You can do it at tonyandryan.com.au or in the Tony and Ryan podcast Facebook group. Anonymous avocado eater asks.
Anonymous avocado eater?
Is it normal to de-seed an avocado by just shoving your hand in and just grabbing the seed out? I used to stab at it with a knife, but I just kept cutting myself. I'm old enough to have accepted that I'm too clumsy for that. Now I just grab at it, but my husband thinks I'm a psycho. Am I normal or nah?
Ryan, did you submit this? This sounds 100% like something that you would do.
Good question. Valid question.
Yeah.
I won't be offended by the question.
Yeah.
I am not good with a knife. I think what I do with the avocado, instead of I just fucking whack it with the knife.
Yeah.
And because then it sticks in and then kind of just.
That's what you're supposed to do. It sounds like whoever's written this.
Anonymous avocado eater.
AAE is saying I used to stab at it. So if this is the avocado and the seed would be here, it sounds like they're doing this when you have to do that.
Yeah.
And then when you pull you give it a little squeak and then you pull the knife out and it's attached to the knife and then you can just pop it off the knife.
This isn't a dig. This is a compliment. Can you let me know in the episode thread if, even though you only heard what Tony was saying, when you heard her go, instead of doing this, you have to do that, I reckon everyone went, I know exactly what you mean.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I do take that as a compliment. Thank you.
I reckon everyone got, can't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
100%
But when you're watching the video, though, let me know that you're still new.
It's not submitted by me because I would never de-seed an avocado with my hands. I've done some fucked up. We know I've done some fucked up. I wouldn't do that because they're too slippery.
You wiped your ass with a towel.
And you've never done anything.
That's true.
Because nothing's ever happened on a valid day of bringing shit up.
That is true. Don't say bringing shit up.
What I will say is that the seat is too slippery.
Need a towel.
I don't think you could de-seat it by grabbing at
it. Not without fucking the whole avocado.
Yeah, or
like
wearing,
you would
like,
fuck it right up.
Gloves that have like a coarse.
Oh, yeah, like a chainmail glove that you use for gutting a fish.
Yeah, this is for my fish and avocado seeds.
You know, back in the day when like plastic cutting boards first became a thing and they had the little symbol like this is for vegetables, this is for chicken, this is for fish. You just got one knife and one glove. It's like my avocado and fish set.
Yeah, when I'm doing a little ceviche and wasabi number.
That actually sounds delicious.
It actually does. just to confirm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot what we were doing. Blacked out.
Megan Haggett.
Might be Megan. M. Haggett.
Megan.
That's funny.
Megan says, normal or nah, wearing your high school leavers jumper after you graduated. My girlfriend thinks it's okay for people to wear them 10 years after as it makes it vintage, but I think it's cringy.
Okay. I've got a little bit of a formula here.
Okay.
I think it's fine the year that you graduate.
Yep.
I think it's fine for the first 2 months after you graduate. Mm-hmm. Then after that, you can only wear it at home until you hit the 10-year mark and it's like, cool.
Again. We're back on.
Yeah.
So between...
I actually think that there is a very strict timeline. Yeah. But if you graduated last year, no, babe.
No. What about... So there was... You remember when I like blew up Melbourne Business School on LinkedIn about not getting a hoodie?
A jumper, yeah.
Yeah, and then they like...
But that was just their branded hoodie. That wasn't a... Are leavers jackets everywhere?
So I think it's just like a hoodie, your final year, it kind of is like, you know, your class of 05.
And it's got like, sometimes it has like all the names on the back of it or whatever.
I think ours had the names and then like you have your own nickname on
Yeah,
on
and your
sometimes.
Nickname's on the bottom or whatever.
So it's like your seniors only kind of...
Yeah.
Do you still have yours?
I don't think.
Yeah. Ours, you could put nicknames on it. And I just had Dunn or Dunny or something.
Yeah.
That's what I was called. And then Dave, for some reason, Dave Parsons had Goon Bandit.
Goon Bandit?
Yeah. He just like on the day of filling out the forms, he was like, oh, that's sort of funny. Like if someone goes, oh, someone stole a goon on the weekend, oh, a little Goon Bandit. Dave was like filling out the forms, oh, it's got a bit of a ring to it.
Write
that down. And then the jumper.
Only Dave Parsons could get away with that.
So this happens in like February.
And then you don't get the jumper till fucking November. Oh,
the day before. Like it took all year to get these fucking
jumpers.
And they're
so expensive. Like you have to pay for them and stuff, yeah.
But then basically like, oh, done. Oh, Ryan, there's yours. Yep, Katie, there's yours. Marley, there's yours. Goon Bandit. And Dave goes, oh, fuck, I think that was me.
And like, yeah, I think I wrote that down.
Yeah, he's waiting for his one. And then it just says Goon Band. He goes, oh, no, that sort of rings a bell. And then he took it. His mum hated it.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It was a big moment, though, like getting your leavers jacket. It's a big moment.
But then, okay, specific in Australia, it comes in November, the day before school finishes. Yep. So what's the fucking point? Anyway, it's also the start of summer, so it's hot as fuck, so you don't
really
need to wear a jumper. So we literally spent all year waiting for a jumper and no one wore it a single time.
And it was like at my school, there was like a big fuck up at the printing embroidery place or whatever, and they screwed up everyone's names. Like my friend Zoe, instead of Zoe, it came Zow. Like there was just typos on all of them. And so all of the jumpers had to be sent back, and we had to wait like another 2 months for them all to, like, it was so ridiculous. Why don't they organize that in year 11 so that you've got it for the first day of year 12?
That is a great idea.
Why don't they do that?
Last week of year 11, put your names in, Goon Bandits aside, and then when you rock up for your first day, year 12, it's ready to roll.
You can pick it up and you can wear it.
You wear it all year.
And then if anybody like joins in year 12, like they could get theirs, but they just wait or whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. But get a few spares.
That's fine. Yeah.
Get a few spares.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a
You're smart.
Yeah. I'll have a chat with your mum. She's a principal.
Yeah.
So I'll put that idea forward.
Okay.
So with the knife, you can't do this. You have to do that. This. Yeah.
Mitchell Clark is a grown man.
Good on him.
Every day I go to work with my lunchbox and my pencil case, and my coworkers tease me mercilessly. But I save money on lunch and I hate other people stealing my stationery.
Normal. I pay that.
Yeah.
I pay that. I bring my lunch to work every day.
Yep.
I bring a green smoothie and I bring like a sandwich or something.
And what happens if someone asks to borrow any of your stuff?
I give it happily and I say, here you go. Please enjoy.
I've fucking heard it all. I've heard it all.
Do you know what? There actually was a time when I said, please enjoy using this until I never got fucking anything back.
Here we go.
And actually, back when we used to share an office, not naming any names, and it would be impossible for anyone to figure out what I'm talking about, it wasn't ever stationary. It was like computer cables.
I
lost like 18 fucking phone chargers at that place.
Yeah. So I think the rent where we used to be at Producey with Dill Buckley and crew was I think is – every week you pay rent and you give them three charges.
Yeah, that was like the trade-off. So it was like a deal.
And then we get to use the space and have an office, which was a great deal. But over 18 months, that's what,
it's really
78
added
charges.
Up. Yeah, it's really fucking added up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my phone's dead, so anyone's going to charge Dragon Ball.
Well, normal or nah, buying a label maker to put your name on charges so they're not borrowed by other people in the workplace.
You know what? I'm backing this in. Fucking normal. And I stand by that, and I've always said that.
As soon as I read this normal or nah from Mitchell Clark, I went, well, I know someone who's going to be on your side.
Did you think I'd go as hard on the lunchbox, though?
No, but I backed in for the pencil case.
Yeah, nice.
So,
yeah.
No, but you
both.
Are pro lunchbox. And I think I said on the pod last week how proud I am that you're coming in with your smoothie.
Yep.
That's breakfast, and then you've got your lunch made. And whereas I come in with a shit breakfast and awful coffees, and then I'll go, oh, must be almost lunchtime.
Yeah.
Pull out Uber Eats and you're just being consistent and getting it
done. Is a place around the corner that Ryan found the other day, and they do like a croque monsieur toasted sandwich, like the bechamel and the ham and cheese and stuff. And that's got my fucking name all over it one day this week. I'll put my label maker on it.
Hey, it's Mike from California, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. All of the details for our Patreon are in our show notes.
Yep.
And it's Thursday today, tomorrow night. So Friday, we're doing a little live stream from my place. Exciting stuff for champion tarpers. So if you'd like to watch that, make sure you join today so that you can join us. Have we announced the theme? I don't want to cut our own grass.
It's Maui, Maui and Maui.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago on the show, we talked about the Maui oyster, which is half a dimmer in soy sauce on the BBQ.
Sorry,
and I said,
half a dimmer.
And I said, wouldn't it be good if we had a Maui and a Maui? So we're going to get some really nice champagne, some Moet and Chandon.
Yeah.
And we're going to fucking pop a dimmer on the BBQ. And I actually can't fucking wait. And you know what? The thing is crazy is that once the cameras get turned off, we aren't going to go, oh.
Can
okay.
I stay tonight?
I'm literally like, where are you guys getting Ubers to my house?
Yeah.
Because there's no way you can drive home after the Maui and Maui. I'm going to have to get Torbs to fucking do a taxi service, drive all you guys home.
No, I think I might bring Mabel and the porticot.
Yep.
And just settle right in.
We'll pop Pippa and Mabes in the cot together. They'll have a little snug.
The same size.
We could pop them in the spa. Bring your bathers.
Yep.
We'll have a hot tub.
Yep.
Is that socially unacceptable for a boss to ask people to bring their bathers to their house? Is that weird?
I'm
HR, so I can say whatever I want.
First of all, jokes aside, Tony actually is HR.
You're welcome.
Fucking problematic.
I have to add that to my LinkedIn.
Your LinkedIn's getting busy.
I just added bird in charge.
Yeah.
which is an inside joke for those on Patreon.
What's more inappropriate, So you bring bathers sounds weird.
Yeah.
But what's weirder is you go, oh, I'm going to have a spa. Don't worry about your bathers. You know what I mean? So in that context, bathers,
yeah,
yes.
Actually, yeah, yeah, that's a really good point. Because imagine if I just didn't say anything, right? Go, and then when you're over, I go, should we have a spa? Oh, no, bathers. That's okay.
That's all good.
But I knew the whole time that I was going to bring the spa up. Anyway, so a few of the people that hopefully will be joining us for our live stream tomorrow night, bring your bathers. Oh, diggity. Good on you, mate. Sean Houlihan. Oh, I hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day last week. Yeah. Sounds very Irish. Taylor T, good on you, mate. Shona Dixon and Victoria Rizzi.
Well,
fucking
I'll
love
be Shona my Dixon at in the hot tub.
Because you've got Victoria Rizzi. That's
yeah,
right.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Thank you so much, guys. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night.
I want to send a shout out to Samantha, who is a TARPA.
Hi, Samantha.
And she said...
Samantha? I hardly know her.
I do hardly know her. She got a surprise from her partner. Because her partner knows that Samantha loves the Tony and Ryan podcast. So her partner went to tonyandryan.com.au and bought her a hoodie without her knowing.
Oh, that's a good surprise.
Yeah, and surprised her with it. And she sent that through as well. So tonyandryan.com.au as Tony sips from her Tony and Ryan hot girl iced coffee tumbler.
And I know that we've got something we've got to get to, the newspaper, but James, our video guy, he's come decked out today. He's got his coffee in a Tony and Ryan tumbler and he's got his TARP jumper on as well.
He is
like, you are not getting a pay rise. I'm so sorry, mate. It's not going to work.
He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
They charged me full price.
Yeah. And
shipping.
Yeah, and shipping.
So, the fucking Australia
price. I sit on a desk 4 centimetres from you. Yeah, that'll be at $9.95, sweetheart.
We've got 900 boxes in our office of all the merch, but we charged him shipping. It took 9 weeks to get there with Australia Post. Yeah, trusted brand, my fucking ass. Okay.
Top 10.
Whew, newspaper. Here we go.
What's your first reaction to this headline? Everyone, I just want you to feel it in your heart and your soul and probably the bottom of your sphincter.
Ooh.
8-year-old girl becomes world's youngest homeowner after buying her first property.
I've seen this. I also travelled back with you to 1994 and read the newspaper.
This article's been doing the rounds this week.
I saw it and to be honest, I don't click on this shit anymore.
Yeah.
Because every time it's like, 19-year-old part-time McDonald's employee buys first house. Wow, how good is it to be on the property ladder? And then they're like, you too can do it. And then you read the article and it's like, so I saved $2 a week and my granddad gave me $500,000.
Yeah. And if I can do it, then anyone can do it.
I'm like, fucking love it. Like if I had a granddad that gave me $500,000, like I'd be fucking buying 100 houses.
Yeah.
That's not how that works. But you know what I mean? Like it's actually no shade to people that get an inheritance or get like their parents' help, whatever. I love that for you. And if my parents were alive, I'm sure that they would help me as well. Yep. So I don't click on this shit anymore because it just makes me angry because it's like anybody can do it. And I'm like, yeah, your parents did like,
yeah,
you know, you're 8.
But
was she selling lemonade for like $900 a cup? Like, what are you doing? Is she a gymnastics hero? Is it Simone Biles? Like,
do you think Simone Biles is 8 years old?
I think she is.
Yeah. She's still got about 4 or 5 Olympics to go.
Yeah, she does. She's had a good innings and she's got a few ahead as well.
What is it with news organisers? This is what I imagine news organisations. Say we're at the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And they go, oh.
Hey, I look and see.
That other company, other newspaper, they've got an article about a 10-year-old buying a property. You know what we need?
An 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll get it. Everyone will be buying our paper.
And then the other company goes, fuck, they've got an 8-year-old. Does anyone have a 7-year-old they can lend a house
for
the weekend?
Has anyone met a newborn baby that's bought a house? Do you
this
have
is
more
my reaction.
Information? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know. I've done the reading, mate.
Okay.
And it's fucking worse than you've imagined.
Okay, give me your reaction first.
No, but this is my reaction when I just read that headline. I just went, give me a fucking spell. I'm actually done with these articles as well. And I'm like, we've peaked.
What's a spell? Like a witch?
Like a break?
Oh.
Yeah, give me a fucking witch.
Yeah.
What, to move into your house?
Spell to what? Buy a house? You've got a lovely house, mate.
The child saved $2,000 out of her pocket money that her dad gave her for doing chores. And he chipped in the other $617,000.
Oh, there it is. You know, fuck.
Give it a fucking rest.
$2,000. She spent the other $10,000 on a new Lexus. Like, what are you talking about? $2,000. $1,000 for chores. In pocket money. My mum used to give me 5 cents as she found on the road. She'd go, that'll do.
Yeah, if you can be bothered picking that up, Tones, it's yours.
Yeah. And it would be like hard yard work all weekend as well. Yeah. Like that we used to have to fucking like dig trenches in the backyard and shit. Oh, so, did you ever have to do that?
No,
as
because
a kid?
I didn't grow up in a fucking
chain gang. Yeah. I know. And so literally it would be like, oh yeah, we're gonna repot all of the trees in the backyard. And it would be like hard yakka. All weekend.
Child,
and
then slave labour.
And then mum would be like, oh, a treat, we'll make a stew for dinner. I'm like, oh, goody, just what I want after fucking working in the sun for 2 full fucking days, a huge hot wet thing.
You're already
Give
a hot wet
a
thing
fucking
outside.
Cold water and fuck off. Sorry, mum, love you, RIP. But honestly.
No,
like,
this reminds me when I said, where did you buy Christmas trees when you were younger? And you said, no, dad dragged us into the woods so we could cut down stuff illegally.
Yeah.
And then have to hock it back to town.
Like.
Did you get a couple of extra trees and then like flip them?
So that would, we didn't do that for Christmas trees. We did that for firewood.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we had one artificial tree that we had until I was 18 years old. Yeah. And then the year that my mum got cancer, I was like, let's buy a really nice one. And I was like, oh, it's going to last longer than her. And it did.
It did. Still,
still going. Yeah, still going. Yeah.
Is it illegal just to go into a national park and hock down trees?
I don't think we should talk about it because it definitely is. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
They were, we never would.
Different times. It was different times.
It was different times. We're talking, you know, 20 years ago. But, and there weren't laws 20 years ago.
No.
But we would never cut anything down. We would cut into things that had fallen. So natural causes. But like
I love it that he's like, your dad's like, wait in the car. And then he comes back to the car 10 minutes later and goes, oh, a couple of big ones have fallen over.
A couple of big ones have fallen down.
Yeah, right next to that chainsaw.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's covered in wood. Anyway.
Next article. And all the, by the way.
Sorry, but do we know how she got the $2,000?
Yeah, pocket money.
But what's
for doing chores. So her rich dad's gone, can you unsack the dishwasher? Great, here's $2,000. I'll take that back and give you a house.
He goes, you got change for a $2,000 note? She goes, nah. No, I don't. He goes, can you cut a check? She's like, nah, babe. And he goes, fucking hell, okay. Give you the whole lot.
Do you want to know a fun backstory to it?
Yeah.
The guy wrote a book 4 years ago called My 4-Year-Old Property Investor.
Yeah. And then so he's pushing his kid out in front of the news. And then he's like, oh, by the way, like you buy my book and I'm the CEO of property investing.
Oh, so it's a marketing ploy. So he's actually going to be able to claim this house on tax. He's like, oh, no, that was marketing material,
yeah.
That house that my daughter lives in. Did she move in by herself? like she goes there.
Dad, you
want to
come
out
for dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll cook.
Yeah. She's got an easy bake oven.
Yeah.
They have raw dough for dinner because that's all she can manage. And a fucking mud pie. Did you make mud pies as a kid?
Fuck, the more I learn about your childhood, the grimmer it sounds.
Yeah, he doesn't
Child
sound,
labor, yeah. Mud pies.
The wood from the forest. Artificial Christmas tree. Yeah, nah, all good.
Next article. Not that we fucking need
You can
one.
Read about my childhood in my book. I don't need
Yeah, as soon as we mentioned he was an author, you're like, oh, nah, but, you know, authors,
oh,
you know, authors,
yeah,
you got to eat.
Know,
no,
we've
got
to do what we got to do. Hard to sell books these days, yeah.
8% of men think they could take a lion in a fist fight. Is the headline? Over 1,000 people took part in a YouGov survey and 8% of them were like, yeah, no, I reckon I could fucking, if it came down to it.
I'm throwing you under the bus a little bit here, but this is very reminiscent of the, no, not because of that, but do you remember-
A bus or a lion?
No. Do you remember the stat of men that thought that they could beat, was it Venus Williams in a tennis match? Serena Williams. Like,
and she fucking smashed them.
Yeah, no, but it was like, do you think that you could beat her in a tennis match? Yeah. And all these guys like, yep.
Have well, you obviously ever played not. Tennis?
She's like the world -5. She's that high up.
Yeah, that
like,
high
there's
up.
Just
yeah.
No
what
fucking
a fuckhead.
Way. A lion in a fist fight.
Like if they had to fight a lion.
Let's all just assume that. Nah, I can't. Fucking
I've got
hell.
An idea.
No, we're not doing this.
No. As a
Let's get a lion.
As a species, I think we need natural selection to do its thing.
That's a great point.
And
pop them in the ring.
If the 8% reckon they can take him, then let's find out.
Let's find out.
Do it.
Yes.
Don't just say you can take him. Do it.
Show us. Yeah. And then we'll bump the rest of us up a little bit. Fucking let, raise our average.
And let the pyramid, what's the food chain? Just
the pyramid? Do a thing. The food pyramid.
Fuck, I haven't heard about the food pyramid since grade 3. You remember the food pyramid? It's got all carbs along the bottom.
No, I know.
Little treats at the top.
I saw him.
I'd hate to see my real pyramid now.
Oh, mine's flipped.
Yeah.
I saw this thing the other day and it was like, it's a food pyramid, but they only show you one side. So I wonder what's on the rest of it. Because it's like, what's on the other side?
I know, pyramids.
That's Uber Eats on one side.
Yeah, pyramids are 3D.
Yeah. So, like, where's the rest of the fucking food?
Tutankhamun.
Okay. Oh.
Do you think you could take a lion, Tony?
Absolutely not. Couldn't take it lying down. Nah, couldn't. There's no way. I also like a lot. I think that people are misjudging how big a lion is. Like, you wouldn't even have a height advantage. Like, it's huge.
I think most people overestimate.
And they don't all sing. You know what I mean? Like, are people just watching?
I don't think
watching
any of them sing.
No, but are you just watching
you
the
mean,
Lion King? Like, no. People have watched the Lion King and they're like, oh, it's fine. I could take that. I'm like, the hyenas and everything, I don't think that you could.
Have you seen The Lion King?
No, I haven't.
You know a lot about it considering you've never seen it.
No, I just know that they sing and I know that there's hyenas because Whoopi Goldberg voices one of them, which I think is so funny. Like, what else? Did they not have The View then? Do you know what I mean? She's busy.
So, do you want to voice this? Oh, I'm busy between 11 a.m. and midday.
Yeah, and they go, fuck, could you come in at 1? And she goes, all
right. I could. I haven't done a movie for 15 years,
yeah,
so
I'll
I reckon
do it.
I could do
have
that.
Have you seen the movie Jumpin' Jack Flash? It's got Whoopi Goldberg in it. It's quite scary. We had it on DVD.
Is Sister Act a horror?
No.
What
That's
is
a
it?
Delightful film. I haven't seen that either, but I know the music. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee. God of glory, Lord of love.
I've got a normal on R.
Anyway. Oh, yeah? Okay, what's normal on R?
Knowing the movie soundtrack without having seen the movie.
Normal. 100% normal. I know most of the music from The Lion King, but I don't know the film.
Yeah.
Know the music from Sister Act. I haven't seen the film.
You have seen Kung Fu Panda.
I have seen Kung Fu Panda, the original. I haven't watched the other three, though, unfortunately. Yeah. I have to
Easter's
put
coming.
Those on my – exactly right. So is Christmas.
For those
a bit
who
– chaotic energy in this episode today.
Yeah, for those of you that are new – to the pod, every Easter, Tony battens down the hatches.
I do.
And doesn't leave the house and only watches movies.
Yeah.
Could the Kung Fu Panda
that
what's after a trilogy?
What'd you say before? Quadrilopoly. Obligopoly. No, I already ate.
could Kung Fu Panda Quadrilopoly make an appearance?
I've just got black spots in my eyes. I just laugh so hard at my own fucking shit joke.
Do you want to do your love to see it first or second?
Yeah, I have to. Oh, no. Oh, shit. Oh, I've got your love to see it. You're going to hate. I think this is really good, but Dylan Vandaloo sent this to us in Patreon. We check all the DMs in
is
there.
Is that Dylan Friends?
No.
Dylan Vandaloo.
Dylan Vandaloo, I went before. Hey, Tony and Ryan, I've got some February 29 coincidence chat.
Is that allowed?
It is allowed because this is really good. Obviously, he's listened to the episodes from when we talked about, like, coincidence chat, but also we talked about, you know, February 29 and how crazy it is that
if
you're born
that day. Is this a shit coincidence?
I think it's actually really good, which is why.
If I find out someone's bragging about marrying a 9-year-old again, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Well, they're a homeowner though, so that's pretty good.
Maybe that's how the 8-year-old bought a house.
That must be.
Yeah.
Okay.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, it all makes sense. I've got some February 29 coincidence chat, says Dylan. My grandparents on my mum's side are both born the 29th of Feb. So they're married to each other, but they were born the same year, same day, same hospital, like a couple of hours apart.
They weren't twins, were they?
No, a couple of hours apart. That's like a couple of minutes, I think. Anyway.
Is it? How far apart are twins born?
Normally like, 3 to 7 minutes apart. It's like
Did
quite
you just make
quick.
Up those numbers?
No,
that's
no, no.
very
no.
specific.
No, no, no. It normally is like quite quick. Anyway, so they were born same year, same day, same hospital on the 29th of February.
Yep.
When they turned 72, they turned 18.
They went and had a beer.
And so, well, Dylan's mum got them on the news in Adelaide, not a lot going on, as Adelaide's oldest teenagers. And the segment had them like legally buying alcohol and like, you know, buying a lotto ticket and stuff, like all that stuff.
I will pay that. That is
good.
Isn't
that so good? That is
sweet. Yeah.
So you love to see that. I think that was a really fucking sweet story.
You do love to see that.
Yeah.
My love to see it is a bit of a wild card.
Oh.
Because I was thinking about fighting a lion.
Yeah.
It reminded me of this movie called The Ghost in the Darkness. Have you seen that?
No, I'm Googling now.
It's got Michael Douglas and Val Kilmer. And
Michael Douglas, though. Whew.
Oh, Val Kilmer back in the
day. Michael Douglas, what's the film I watched the other day with him? And it's him and Brittany Murphy and they're trying to work out a cryptic clue.
Oh, 8 Mile.
Oh, Just Married.
Yeah. So The Ghost in the Darkness, I think when I was 7 or 8, I must have got it on like
American
VHS.
Historical adventure film. Yeah, right.
So they're in Kenya and basically they're building this train line. It's set in like the 1800s, but they're these like man-eating lions that are just like taking out the railway workers. These two of them, they're based on a true story.
So,
and the two
hang
lions.
On, Michael Douglas voices a lion.
It's real. No, he's like in the army and they have to like.
Thought they were the lions. Val Kilmer and Michael Douglas.
No, they're real
the
lions.
Is it a cartoon?
No.
But they voice the animals. Like in the movie Cats and Dogs. It's real animals, but they're voiced by people because they couldn't voice
it's
themselves.
Based on a true
it's
story.
It's like the film Madagascar.
The animals don't talk.
Oh, okay. See, this is where you've gotten me. All right. Yeah. So the animals don't talk. And Michael Douglas is a person.
And Val Kilmer are both
they're
like,
people.
Yeah. They're playing people.
Batman.
Who are in the army. Well, this was just after Batman, actually.
And so he's a bat in the film.
No, he is a regular guy who works in the army who's been assigned to kill the lions because they're stopping
kill
the train.
Kilmer? I hardly know him.
So apparently.
So the lions are driving the trains.
What is happening to them? So I watched this movie when I was 7 or 8.
That.
And
so it is a kid's film.
No.
Oh.
It's not a kid's film. It's a horror film. It's scary.
Where was your mum? At work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, she left by then. Being abandoned does have its downsides, but one of the upsides is watching PG-13 plus movies way earlier
than you're
supposed to. So when you're 7 or 8, you're like, this is the craziest, scariest thing ever.
100%.
But it turns out like, and I haven't watched it since then, so I just remember it being this like amazing movie because everything's kind of amazing when you're 7 or 8,
because
right?
You've only got like 6 other films
to compare it to. Yeah. So I hadn't thought about this movie until I was thinking about taking on a lion.
Yeah.
And so then I went, oh, fuck, that movie. Yeah. And so I looked it up and it turns out it's actually one of the worst movies ever made in like history.
Is it one of those movies like The Room? How it's like so bad that it's good. It's got like
Let
a
me read
following.
These reviews. And it's funny you said that. Roger Ebert, who's the famous film critic from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Some movies can be so bad it's funny, but this movie wasn't good enough for that.
Oh.
The special effects, this is another reviewer. The special effects were so terrible and out of control because there's maybe like a bit of CGI to make the lions do what they needed it to do.
Well, you told me that they were real lions, but okay, yep.
Well, they were real because they were from the zoo in Canada that they use. And it's the same lion in another movie. He's like a showbiz lion.
Whose lion is it anyway?
It's the Canadian zoos.
Sorry.
The special effects were too.
Drew Carey owns a lion. Takes it to work with him. Yeah.
Did you know I own a tiger?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't. I'm lying. The special effects were so terrible and out of control, it made the animated Tarzan cartoons feel subtle and realistic.
That's very funny.
The director said, after the final edit was rendered, I never looked at the movie or the poster or anything to do with it ever again because I knew already it was such a fucking mess. Guys, Ghost in the Darkness, go and check it out this weekend.
Oh, God.
I feel like I have to watch it again now because I remember it being so good.
I think you do have to watch it again.
So that's the name, like one's the Ghost and the... So the two of them are known as the Ghost and the Darkness.
Oh, so it's like a bad cop film. Like, you know, like the two cops is like, that's their like catchphrase, like, oh, the Ghost, the Darkness, you know, and they're back to back like this.
It's really not a slapstick. It's people getting mauled by lions in Kenya.
No, like I don't think it's slapstick, but you know those like old.
Yeah, but they're not like killed him.
No, but they're like.
Yeah, no. The no posing
feel
with guns.
Feel the ghost.
It's not
feel
Starsky. You're thinking of Starsky and Hutch.
No, I'm actually thinking of Mac and Cheese, which is the show that is made in the TV show Friends, and then two cops and they're called Mac and Cheese. Anyway, okay, well, go check that out. You can do that or watch our live stream tomorrow night. You have to do one or the other.
One or the other. Your choice.
They're the choices.
Tomorrow on the show, Atapa has a sugar daddy who's propositioned her. And she says, I don't know what to do and I want some advice. So all of us are going to give our advice.
Oh.
What's the sugar? Is they called Sugar Baby, right? Is the Sugar Baby / Tapa needs some help.
Sugar Tapa.
Sugar Smarpa.
Sugar Tapa.
Sugar Tapa.
Yeah. All right.
Tomorrow on the show.
Love you. Bye.